Let us welcome all of you to this closing session of the Govardhana Retreat 2015. We will start with a little reflection exercise, which will be explained in a moment. Then Bhujan Prabhu and myself will supply answers to the questions which are in the blue and yellow pot, or which are still on the way in there. And then we will invite all the teachers to address you with some closing words, something where they will give you some overview of what they said, something which we call in English a takeaway, something which you can apply. And then there will be at the end a personal prayer session. So to start with the reflection exercise, I would request all of you to build pairs of two, the Matajis with the Matajis and the men with the men, and discuss two questions which I will give to them. I was talking with Bhujan Prabhu yesterday, and he actually suggested these very nice questions which help us to dig deeper. We are not so many, so you might like to find, I will request Madhavananda Prabhu, I will come to you, Madhavananda, because I have not been able to see you, to connect more with you than a silent wave. can you? No, I can come because your chair is there. Yes. We will. Please find yourself a partner now. And it's very important. It's a very important reflection exercise. Good. Also, Bhujan Prabhu can wait. We teachers are so busy. There's our classes, and then we spend time with the devotees, and we never get the chance. It's legal to be good. I mean, it's all right to be in groups of three. So, my dear devotees, we had again a very eventful journey for all of us. Something precious was given and received in our heart. Please discuss now with your partner how the Govardhan retreat went for you and how it has affected you. With this question, how it has affected you, we mean a question like, have you been more motivated to move in a certain direction? Have you maybe seen something in your life which was not so clear before but is now crystal clear? A direction, an orientation, an emphasis. How has the Govardhan retreat affected you? In which way? What realization came about? I think this is very useful if you discuss this amongst yourself and also learn from each other. Not learn, but become inspired from each other's perspectives. So we will have about 15 minutes for this. Please start now. Hare Krishna. So Hare Krishna, the time is up, but is it? I think you look so satisfied in discussing that maybe. That is even better than if we answer your questions. But can you see this sharing amongst each other is really the proper kind of Vaishnav Sangha? And in the Vaishnav Sangha, we hear that the bhakti can grow. And you should... The secret from, I mean, my life is insignificant. But what I have seen is when you really share with Vaishnavas about a deep subject, so much comes up and so much inspirations come up, and you begin to think, wow, I didn't see this, what the other person saw. Oh, I'm a little blind sometimes, am I not? You know, and you become, oh, I should also look in this direction, which I've just heard from the other devotee. So there is a great enrichment. Sometimes we associate with devotees, but we somehow do not find the deep level as we go down in the schacht of association, you know, we go deeper and deeper, but we don't find where our deep interest is. And then we feel, we don't feel so enriched. But if you can find these deeper levels in the discussion, that is very good.